Teaser Market Wrap-Up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what brought strength to the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, we didn't have strength all day long. At one time, we saw as much as down a dollar in feeder cattle. Then this market turned around with very good buying strength to once again see feeder cattle close with strength and help pull the live cattle to the upside as they all closed positive today. Feeder cattle taking out the highs that they had been trying to reach from the April time period, took those out today, and this market found help once again from the fact of the grain markets being lower. Other than that, no fresh news. Boxed beef down 31 on choice, up 90 cents on selects, moved to 116 lows. Fall estimated cattle killed 117,000. June cattle 67 higher. August cattle up 80. August feeders $1.82 higher. October up $1.42, and July hogs 52 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
What will tomorrow look like? Visit a modern Oklahoma farm and you'll see precision agriculture with GPS, unmanned aerial vehicles, no-tillage farming, improved livestock genetics, and a whole crop of young leaders eager to feed a hungry world. The next generation of young farmers and ranchers is working with Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help move agriculture forward. Check it out at okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 22nd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Tom, what sent the grain markets lower?
Once again, following the trend of the markets, Leslie, there was no fresh news out here to go along with today's sell-off. We did not really see anything in the crop progress report yesterday that showed any big surprises out there other than the wheat crop not really deteriorating as much as you would think it should be considering the weather it's putting up with. But you talk about deteriorating, that's what happened to wheat. Second day in a row, double-digit losses took place in Kansas City. The corn market also saw downside. Soybeans managed to escape the downside. As far as fresh news, hard to find once again. July KC wheat down 12.5. September closed down 13.5. July Chicago wheat down 5.75. July corn down 5.5. December corn down 6.5. July soybeans 4.5 higher. November beans up 1.75. And July cotton 26 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.